Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about spirituality, healing, energy, alternative medicine, higher levels of consciousness, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun way to nourish your spirit. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
We want to welcome everybody to Transformation Cafe. We thank you for joining us tonight. And as usual, we got Mr. Jamie Scooten at the table. Hey, Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
Oh, I'm cold up here. It's cold up here, but not raining like down there. I'm doing okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Jamie calling
That's
from
good.
Seattle.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. How cold is it in Seattle? It is so cold.
Well, it's below freezing, believe it or not. And that's below But how cold do you think it is?
It's below freezing. It's 14 degrees.
Below 30. No, not. I was talking. But anyway, yes, it's cold. It's cold enough to see your breath.
It's below 32. Yeah, okay.
From like 3 days ago.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Is that normal for you guys?
Not this early. It should be up in the 40s at least. You know, like during the. It shouldn't be this cold, that's all.
Yeah, yes. That's really interesting. Yeah. Yeah, that's very interesting. Well, glad you're bundled in and hopefully keeping yourself warm. I know you are.
Oh,
that's
yes.
Wonderful. Yeah, and I'm Robin Misevich, one of the regular diners here, too, and your host at the Transformation Cafe. So tonight, I was like, everybody was just talking about, well, what should we talk about tonight? You know, and, of course, we're always getting into the holidays since now we're officially into December. So happy holidays to everybody. And I was looking at a couple different articles that I thought would be kind of actually partners for each other when it comes to looking at wellness. Both of these were from the Mind Body Green, which I really just love that website. So if anybody has not checked that out, I really encourage them to go over there and do that. But a couple of the authors that were doing local, some of the current stuff, one of them was about aging well. And I thought just kind of like, you know, you get a little older, you look at that and say, okay, well, what does that mean? And it's all about being able to feel good, and it comes from your the mind, body, and also your spirit, and looking from the different perspectives of that. But we really got into, in the article, they got into looking at just those different aspects of a lot of the stuff, which I'm really, really proud to say, has been stuff that we've been focusing on probably for the last 6 months. So just different aspects of stuff with Dr. Ted Pena, with all the pillars of health that he's done, and with the different juicing episodes that we've got going on with everything. So, Jamie, what do you think would be the number one thing that would help you to age well?
Not to stress.
Very
or
good.
Good diet. Or
that's number one.
Eating right. Or
yep, that's there too.
Getting sleep.
Yeah, you got them all, right? There.
And not stressing.
Yeah, okay. Stress is the number one. And it goes on in this one article talks about just all the different things about one of the wonderful things is the writer was talking about moving into the 40s and how looking at aging, knowing it provides me a sense of knowing myself well enough to what would be a trigger for me. And helping me to just not allow myself to go there in the past like I used to when I was younger because I didn't know any better. Now I know myself and I know situations a little bit better. And one of the things that she said was, aging is an attitude facing life with a youthful spirit. I thought that was good.
That's a good one.
So, yeah, isn't that nice? I thought that was very nice. So it's about feeling good in your own skin and it isn't all about counting the crow lines and stuff like that we've got going on. And, you know, I always says those are laughter lines, not necessarily age lines. It's like, how much are you laughing, you know, for being able to have that going on. And then being able to not take yourself so seriously and really looking forward to, you know, time passing and the different benefits of growing older. Have you found that you've enjoyed growing older, Jamie? Have these, like, some of the insights and stuff that you've that you didn't have as a younger gentleman?
Well, I enjoy the knowledge I've gained from being an elder. I'm a junior senior now. But
well, I mean, we're getting younger and younger all the time because you got people out there living to 100, you know what I mean? Well, so we need you think how old you are. You go,
healthy,
I'm a kind of a
be
kid.
A healthy lifestyle, that's great. A lot of times I'm finding I benefit from having young people around me because it helps, especially at the work situation. And to inspire some people, maybe to help them out, that style, if I'm in a position I can. Other than that, and then, you know, trying not to fall apart too quick, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Try to help yourself somehow, you know.
Well, I am very impressed that you pretty much hit all of them right on the head there. All the different stuff that you talked about was like, you know, like number one is stress and being able to. They talk about eustress now, which is EU stress. Have you ever heard of eustress?
Eustress? No, I haven't.
Yeah. It's a term that a doctor had coined about the positives that we, you know, there's good stress and there's bad stress. And of course, the good stress really helps us to feel motivated in helping us to get what we want. And usually they said the difference on that when it comes to, say, the eustress as opposed to destructive stress is we have an anticipation or an excitement about something, but it isn't necessarily, and a lot of it comes from our intuition. When we're looking at something and saying, you know, at my gut level, that's exciting, or I'm feeling anticipation about that, instead of saying that just doesn't feel right to me. So it really comes from a gut level when you're coming from your eustress. Interesting, huh?
That's interesting. If it's more anticipatory or you're kind of an excitement type thing, maybe like going on a roller coaster or something new or being some new place, I guess. And I can think of anticipation. I just made that up, but
you did. That was, we have a new word. That's good. Coined here on the Transformation Cafe.
Maybe learning something new and that could benefit you. And then you're kind of excited about that, but
you're
on a different level, I guess, you know.
Well, I think that's another thing that really keeps you to have a youthful spirit is when you're really looking to grow, really looking to always be a student of life.
Right.
You do that.
Well,
I'm sure you do that, you know, with all the things you've got going on.
Well, in my profession, you should always keep an open ear and an open eye to new things and
what's the newest trend, right?
Well, in my profession, there's they update the machinery a little bit, so it's easier to work and less trauma to the skin, and you could do more things. And it's just that's what's coming out now is things that are more useful, and the tools are more easier to use. Of course, that may be a detrimental to some people too, or it may be too much of a thing that just somebody could just pick it up and, you know, again, it's kind of how you use what you're taught with, and then you can kind of grow and not be pigeonholed. And, you know, I mean, you have to kind of keep an open mind and look at the possibilities, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's really true of anybody, depending on what field you go into, that there always should be something that you're going to be learning from, and just being able to expand yourself. I know doing a design work and stuff that I do, I'm always going out, and it's like, you know, here we have Christmas going on, and we always have all these Christmas tree festivals and decorating festivals and just all the different arts and crafts and stuff that come out every year. I'm always liking to go out there as early as I can just to start, you know, what are the trends and what are people put together and stuff like that. And it really helps me to be creative. I know I've gone to a couple stores lately and seen some different designs. And then on my own, I basically kicked it up a notch and did something else. So that's always fun to just kind of see what's out there and how would I be able to use that and make it, you know, make it my own, you know, how that goes. And that means, I think that's what art is all about, don't you?
Well, what you do is you've been very creative for a long time, and that's
wow.
a great
it's
art.
No one. Okay. No.
Well, it's a great art that you,
we both
I mean,
been
you
creative
know,
that on
there's
that
always
level.
Been, there's always been, I mean, there always, maybe there's new or different techniques or things that make the presentation poppier, you know, or just, I'm sure that.
Just kind of.
Right. I'm
back
sure
up
that,
for everybody, though. So Jamie has a tattoo parlor in Seattle, Washington, called Chrome Ohm, and I have Flowers for You, which is in Riverside, California. So a florist and a tattoo artist here. Just for people who doesn't know our conversation. Yeah. So anyway, with the holidays and all that stuff, it's always fun to see what the trends and all that stuff are. So, you know, I don't know if, are there holiday, do people get holiday tattoos?
Oh, I mean, you know, you never know what people will get or why, or, you know, it could be anything.
Why
really.
They get what
it
they get. Mm-hmm.
It could be a bow. It could be a little present. It could be a ornament. I don't know if they're really into Christmas, you know, or a Christmas tree or a Santa Claus.
Every year they get a new tattoo that's signifying that year for the holidays, huh?
Maybe, but that would be on an individual's style, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, to each his own.
So you get the tree, and then every year you put an ornament on your tree. There you go.
That could be very well, you know.
Yeah. That'd be interesting.
It would be quite an interesting prospect, sure.
Yeah. Okay, new idea for everybody. If you're like loving getting your tattoos, you know, you get a big tree on your back and start doing your ornaments every year. So there you go.
Or you could have a tree with, go ahead.
I've got a caller coming in here, just a second. Hey, caller.
Hello.
7680. Hi.
Hi.
Do you have a comment or have a question for us?
No, I was just listening in.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining us. And if you have anything, just go ahead and let us know. Go ahead and mark the queue.
Okay,
thanks. So anyway, getting back to the aging well, and then I found another article that I thought was really great. It had to do with detoxing, because with the holidays and all that, really looking at what's going on with ways that we can be able to help ourselves, because you know you're going to want to eat all that junk, right? I know you do, Jamie.
Well, in my condition, I've learned to
conservative.
Not eat the bad stuff. Well, I'm diabetic, so I can't really.
Right.
You know, Halloween and Christmas are the two killer, or Valentine's
yeah.
Day, too, but not so,
so close
much
together.
As,
what are you going to do, right?
Right,
yeah.
And the temptation is there, but I've done pretty good. I thought I've done pretty good.
Good. Good
yeah.
for you. Well, I think, you know, you can find compromises. So this article is from Dr. Ray, and it's Mehta, and she's a toxologist. I didn't know there was such a thing as a toxologist. She's a detox expert and author of The Living Ray, which is a guide, your guide to optimal living, and it's R-E-A-H is her name. And anyway, she talked about some of the different things you can do for detoxing during the holidays. And the number one thing is to hydrate,
well,
which
yes,
makes perfect sense. Yeah, you want to make sure that you're drinking plenty of water. And she says, you know you're going to be walking out the door and you're going to, or between the alcoholic drinks and stuff you might be having, to make sure that you're taking a drink of water. They say that if you drink this, if you drink more water than you do alcohol, you won't wake up with a hangover. Because the reason why we get hangovers and stuff like that is because the body is dehydrated. Did you know that?
Well, I try not, yes, I did, but I try not to put myself in that position. So,
right, right.
I'm not a young man anymore.
And then the second thing that they really were suggesting is to breathe. And I both of these, when it came to aging well and then, you know, dealing with the holidays, there were so many, foldovers with the complimentary same kind of message that was happening there, that, you know, being able to use the breath And, you know, it's always that take three deep breaths and just focus on yourself. And it's basically helps you to trigger into a place of stress and into being de-stressed. And it's really one of those cues for the body, cues for the mind to be able to catch yourself when you've got different stuff going on, whether it's stressful or even breathing. He said to breathe before you eat. He said, take three deep breaths before you start eating a meal because it slows the body down. And actually, when we're breathing like that and we know that we anticipate the food is already, our body is already getting ready to process food. As soon as we see food, the body starts processing food. Isn't that amazing? We don't even eat it yet. And the body is starting to say, hey, we're going to have this coming down. Get ready. Here it comes.
Welcome.
Yeah, all the different chemical reactions and everything start happening. It just eats instantly. I just think that's amazing.
Especially if it's something you really like, I imagine.
Yeah, like chocolate cake or something like that. Whoa, let's get those things. Yeah, let's start making sure we can bounce out those sugars. Because here it comes. She's going to have a cheese cabinet or chocolate cake. You know how that goes. Yeah, but so stop and take a few deep breaths, allowing your mind to clear and body to relax. It's that calming grounding prior to a meal that helps to activate your digestion. And she also suggests that put a little alarm on your phone. I've heard that's really good to take, like every half hour, go ahead and set an alarm that basically would go off. It just reminds you to breathe because we just don't do that. Or if you do get a phone call before you actually pick up the phone, just take a deep breath before you pick up the phone to slow yourself down and be present with the phone call instead of just taking it.
That's a
great idea too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it really helps you to just automatically slow down. And, you know, every time you do get a phone call, and you can definitely tell somebody who's just, you know, not really thinking and answering the phone. It's just somebody who's present with you and being able to, you know, be with the conversation. So I think that's really good too. Yeah, because she goes on to talk about when it comes to overloading your system, the problem with digesting your food is that the body has a hard time processing and absorbing and eliminating effectively. So, you know, you've got the gas and bloating and inflammation and all that kinds of stuff. So she said the quick fix to that is to chew your food slowly. I hear that one a lot too. To just slow everything down, chew your food slowly, and to manage your portions. You know, you're at that party, and I'm sure a lot of people this last week with Thanksgiving were just like massive amounts of whatever, you know. I heard mashed potatoes was like a big thing this year for people that try to be, you know, healthy and they're taking care of themselves on a regular basis. But it's like, oh, what the heck? It's Thanksgiving. I'm just going to go for it, you know. And they'll have that third helping of mashed potatoes. The next thing they know, they're really suffering because their body's just like, what are you doing? You never have
garlic
stuff this
mashed
much,
potatoes,
you know.
With cream cheese.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds delicious. Is that what you have?
Yes, it is. No, I've had it before.
I did mine with some butter, right? Because I use real butter. I don't mess around with margarine anymore. Margarine
is
just terrible.
Do real butter.
Huh?
Yes, we do real butter.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's nothing like real butter, and your body knows what to do with it because it's real butter, you know. And
yeah,
all
we don't
that
like the substitutes anymore.
Well, they're not good for you.
Of course,
we haven't been eating
that much butter because we haven't been eating that much bread lately either. So, but that's good.
Mm. Yeah, that
but
is
I love
good.
Bread.
Yeah, because when I was doing my juicing cleanse I did for 20 days, I didn't do potatoes. I didn't do it. You know, it's kind of that thing where it says don't eat nothing white. Don't eat anything white.
Pasta,
of course, I was having
rice.
Hard-boiled eggs, so that was kind of white.
Kind of white.
But,
well, that's still not bread.
No, it's not bread. And, you know, I thought I was going to be craving sugars, my sugar and stuff like that. But I missed bread for about 3 days when I was on my detox. Yeah. I love my bread.
I guess you could have had a bread stick or a bread roll or whatever they call it.
Nope. Didn't do it.
Nope.
I didn't
nothing.
Do it.
Nope. That's good. Good for
and
you.
Say that now, but, you know, I've had my bread lately. And I'm starting next week, I'm going to do a 10-day before Christmas. I decided to get back on and do
that
another 10-day.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, get yourself cleaned out. You know, you can get yourself in a place where, you know, you can have that one day, that one meal. You know, one meal is way better than, you know, a lifestyle. And, you just get so much energy. I can't believe the amount of energy. Of course, I was having soups and salads every day. I'd have a healthy soup, so it'd be a broth soup, not something that was, you know, cream-based. And or I'd have a really good salad every day. But that would be the only thing that I would have besides my juice. And I didn't really miss food because I was eating every day, you know, and every once in a while I'd have an apple or a hard-boiled egg or something like that.
Well,
just during the day, I needed
something. You're always on the go, so you need to remember to eat sometimes, I imagine, right?
Yeah, well, it's just like right now with my flower shop, I'm doing a lot of Christmas decorating.
Right.
And I'm literally going all day long. Yeah. So
right.
I thought, I'm not going to be, I can't go on a cleanse when I'm, you know, I don't know where I'm going to be and what's going on. Because, I mean, you have to be able to have your juice and stuff with you. So, but one thing that she also suggests with that is to make sure that you're getting enough fiber. And she said that chia seeds are a really good fiber source. Do you use chia seeds?
Chia, yes.
Do you know about them? You do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you like them?
I haven't, my wife has them in the cereal.
She puts them in her cereal? Does she? So you have to soak them before you eat them, right?
Well, she has some that are they're made up, so she can just use them like that.
Oh, okay. So they get all swollen, they get swelled up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you just basically can just stick them in water and then, and put them in your cereal, or in like a lot of them just are used in smoothies and stuff like that nowadays with the
chia seeds.
Yeah, yeah. But I need to learn. I need to be befriend my chia seeds.
They are your friends.
I've had a bag for about a month. I got from Trader Joe's, and have I opened that sucker? No, I have not. Okay, so that'll be another thing I could do with my cleansing. I can get into my chia seeds. So there you go. Yeah, because you said that's really important to be able to, because it's a good fiber supplement that's good for yourself, especially at night, to have it before you go to bed. So just so you know, that's a good thing to do on that one. So, and she's also talking about, you know, going back to the water, that alcohol can be just a real big problem for your liver support. So it's really making sure that you can detox your system. And liver is really good. It's the number one thing that unifies us for detoxing our system, and it's the our energy regulator. I didn't know that. Did you know that?
Mm-mm, I didn't.
That our liver regulates our energy?
Well, it would seem that if your liver isn't working very well, you probably wouldn't be very energetic. You'd be lethargic.
Yeah, you wouldn't be very energetic. That's true. Yeah, that's
and
very
your body,
true.
Your body would be toxic almost, I imagine.
Yeah, I would think so.
Mm-hmm.
So there's five superfoods that really help to superstart your liver, which is interesting. So chives are one of the things that help your liver, and it decreases any kind of greasy foods and alcohol in your system if you eat chive. Isn't that interesting?
Hmm.
And then cucumber helps to push out stagnant heat that's in your liver and gallbladder. So cucumbers are always really good. I know I try to put cucumbers in my juice, so that's good. Asparagus to also cleanse. I've heard that before. It helps to release and cleanse the liver. And then kale, the superfood. Everybody's talking about kale right now.
Right.
Yeah. It's like all the bitters. Anything that's like a bitter is really, really good for your system, which I think is so interesting. It's anything that's got the bitters, your body automatically wants to start working with all the different organ systems that help to detox. So even dandelion leaves and all that kinds of stuff. So, but you know, with dandelions, I always want to remind everybody, you know where it's growing and you know it's not getting sprayed with pesticides and all that kinds of stuff. So, but it also says, watercresses and alfalfa and collard greens are really, really good. So collard greens are amazing. Really, really amazing.
And I think you can use them a couple of different ways too.
Collard greens? Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've always like look at different cultures and how they are with everything. And, black people have used collard greens forever and they're always so young looking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really hard to tell the age of somebody. And then Hispanic people are always using cactus. I know, like, at least in California, I've noticed that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because there's lots of cactus that goes on with all that stuff. So I think that's really interesting, too. So we've got the cactus, and then we've got the collard greens and stuff like that. And then they're also talking about turmeric. And turmeric has gotten to be just the spice that everybody has as a go-to for wellness. I mean, they're just amazing. It helps with stagnant liver and helps, again, with excess heat. And it also will dissolve tumors in the body.
Turmeric?
So do you use turmeric? Yeah, turmeric is awesome. It also helps with inflammation. So any kind of joint pain, any kind of swelling and stuff in the body, turmeric really helps to be able to balance out the body with all those different things. So it's like a wonder spice. It just does so many wonderful things for everybody. So
indeed,
some of my she says to put it in your morning veggie juice. Just pop a little in there.
Ooh.
I actually make it into a tea. I put a little bit in my tea every day, and I drink it with hot water. So that's what I do with mine. So that's just what I do with that. So that's exciting.
Do you do that every day then? Or just when you
turmeric?
Think about
Yeah, I do. And I can tell the difference
right.
when I don't do my turmeric. That's for sure.
Right,
that
right.
should be one of the things you do for aging well. You're drinking your turmeric every day. You're having your turmeric. And I've seen some veggie recipes and things like that where you can take broccoli, like steamed broccoli, and you basically have it like it's a turmeric broccoli, that kind of thing, where you cook it with that. Things like that, and working with all those different things. Yeah, so it's pretty good. So I think, you know, with the holidays, it's finding ways to just enjoy your food in ways that maybe you hadn't done before, looking for new recipes and incorporating all the different spices and stuff. We've had a guest on before, which was Kiyomi, and Kiyomi is a Qigong master. She also has studied with foods that heal. And we've talked about putting a show together where she's going to be talking about that. So one of my challenges with that, with her show, is that she's always teaching a Qigong class on Tuesday nights. So it's a little bit of a challenge with our show, too, since we're both on Tuesday nights. But we're going to put a show together of talking about some of the basic stuff. And there's like 8 different herbs that are wonderful things that you should just be incorporating into your diet all the time. Turmeric is one of them. Mints are one of them. Garlic. I'm trying to think of the other ones. But, you know, if you can incorporate those, a lot of that's in Thai food, a lot of it's in Asian foods where they have all the different spices. Ginger is one of them as well, that really helps to promote and keep things healthy. So I'm just like looking at all the different stuff. So we'll get that show going pretty good. We've got Ted Pena coming on too in 2 weeks. He'll be talking about another pillar of health. So we've got that all kind of going on. So pretty proud of all the different stuff that we've got going on with what we've been doing with it, just getting it out there for people to know about. Just some of the things you can do for helping yourself be well and aging gracefully, you know how that goes, aging in ways that you can be feeling good about what you're doing and how you're doing it. So, because like one of the other things they talked about was exercise and making sure you're getting out there. So, you know, it's a great time to go out there and, you know, go walk in your neighborhood and look at all the Christmas lights. That's a great activity. Get out there in the evening and take a stroll after dinner and go see some lights. That's a great way of enjoying the holidays.
Yes,
and getting yourself out there at the same time. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I thought there's a couple different things that were just really, like I said, combining those 2 different articles about aging and then really looking at ways that we could help ourselves through the holidays. So make sure you're drinking your water, make sure that you're getting your rest. And Jamie had, you know, like I said, he had all of them right there, making sure you get enough sleep. Because, like, well, one thing with sleep I didn't realize is that if you don't get enough sleep, it actually can cause you to gain weight.
No.
Did you know that?
Oh,
yeah.
No,
if you're not getting enough sleep, because that's when the body does digesting and it really helps with your metabolism. So if you're not getting enough sleep every night, that's something you can do that would automatically help you to lose weight, is making sure that you're getting at least 6 to 8 hours a day. So that's something that could get everybody out there like, I need to either take a nap or I'm going to bed early. So there you go. So there's a way you can take care of all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Well, Mr. Jamie, like always, a half hour goes super, super fast.
Yes, it does. Indeed.
Thank you for joining me. And hopefully we gave our guests, we gave our people out there something to hear and to know about. And as always, I thank you for joining me here at the cafe. And we will see you next time. Hope you guys are enjoying the holidays. We'll see you next time.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.